He took me to a room that was too large and too high. It contained next to no furniture, 3 blanked off windows, some incomprehensible music, and 1 spacer.
Come in, Mr. Bailey. Come in. Music off. I'm Dr. Han Fastolf, and I'm in charge of the murder investigation at this end. If I can help you in any way, I stand ready to do so.
You can help me by allowing Commissioner Enderby to join us by trimensional.
By all means. Daniil, please make the connection.
I was having trouble taking in this Fastolf. Damn it, he was all wrong. His hair was thinning, his face was flabby, and his ears were ridiculous.
The link is complete.
What's this about, Lige? Oh, good day, Dr. Fastolf. You're looking well.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Bailey.
Gentlemen, I believe I have solved the case.
What?
You mean you know who the murderer is?
No. I mean there's been no murder committed.
Bailey.
Commissioner, please. Plainclothesman, are you telling us that Dr. Sarton is still alive?
Yes, I am. And I can tell you where he is.
Fascinating. Where?
Right there.
My dear Mr. Bailey, that is a robot.
Is it? A robot that looks exactly like a man? Like the murdered man? A robot that can threaten to kill people if they so much as touch him? A robot that had to leave my apartment last night to go to the men's personal?
He did that?
I saw him. The door to the personal's in a direct line from mine.
I was not aware that you were awake, partner Elijah.
I bet you weren't. See, Commissioner, he doesn't deny it. I tell you, he's no more a robot than I am. What do you say, Dr. Sarton?
I am not Dr. Sarton. I went to the personal because I was looking for a focused beam projector.
What?
A listening device.
I know what it is.
Elijah's wife left the apartment last night, convinced that I was a man.
Damn it, you are!
She returned, knowing that I was a robot. It is logical to assume that my conversation with Elijah on the subject was overheard. The personal is the only accessible area within range.
Did you find anything?
No.
There you are, Mr. Bailey.
There I am. Nothing. He's a man. Look at him, for God's sake.
But why, Mr. Bailey? Why should we go to these lengths if there's been no crime committed?
Because you wanted a murder. You want to provoke riots, perhaps even an assault on Spacetown. The perfect excuse to descend on us in force and occupy the cities of Earth.
Bailey, you're insane.
One moment, Commissioner. Daniil.
Yes, Dr. Fastolf?
Please be good enough to remove your shirt. Thank you. Now, Mr. Bailey. Realistic, I agree. Obviously, for our purposes, the resemblance had to be extremely good. But if I do this and this... As you see, the skin is quite artificial. The rib cage is of stainless steel, and if I open it... Perhaps you would care to examine Daniil's workings more closely.
Mr. Bailey, do not be alarmed. Make no sudden movements.
What happened?
You collapsed.
Collapsed? But why?
Oh. I'm afraid I was the cause of your shock.
Yeah, but collapsed?
Do not be alarmed. This environment is quite alien to you. Your reaction was not that unexpected.
Where is the commissioner?
I encouraged him to break the connection. Oh. I assured him that we would take care of you.
You've taken care of me very nicely. I haven't heard Enderby laugh like that for years. He'll bust me down to C1 for this.
No, partner Elijah. We are to continue the investigation.
What?
I insisted on it. And I believe Commissioner Enderby will agree to my request.
Request?
Daniil, give Mr. Bailey a drink. Now, plainclothesman, listen to me. By and large... I've met only one sort of Earthman, politicians.
Thank you.
They're useful to us, but they're still politicians. They tell us only what they think we want to hear.
No kidding.
But now you come here and boldly accuse us of tremendous crimes. I enjoyed that tremendously. It's an enormously hopeful development. You're clearly a man I can deal with, frankly.
Well?
Let me tell you about my people, Mr. Bailey. On our worlds, the air is pure and the food is fresh. Nobody is forced to undertake any labour that they do not wish to do. We enjoy unblemished health. Life is as near perfect as centuries of social and genetic control can make it.
But...
Ah, I'm impressed. Yes, there is a but. We are dying.
Dying?
Of stability and stagnation. I'm 163 years old, Mr. Bailey.
What?
And I can expect to live to at least double that. But luxury and longevity are insidious partners. Initiative, creativity, and the willingness to take risks. All of these are disappearing from the outer world.
Oh, that's incredible.
It is true, Elijah. In just a few more centuries, the spacers will be no more.
Well, I don't think you'll get much sympathy from Earth.
We don't want your sympathy. That's not why we're here.
Then why are you here, huh? Why don't you just go away and die and leave us alone?
We cannot. You need us. You need our help.
Your help? We don't need any help from you.
I'm afraid you do, Mr. Bailey. For you see, your civilization is also dying.
I don't believe you.
It is true. You live and work under appalling conditions.
Now, just a minute.
Your population is greater than that of all 50 outer worlds combined, and it continues to grow.
We get along.
Not for much longer. You eat synthesized food and breathe artificial air. Your general health is very poor and getting worse.
You are totally dependent on power sources that are practically exhausted.
We'll find something new.
Your cities exist on a knife edge. All your customs and taboos and politenesses are just a thin veneer over a mass of primitive repression and violence. Your beloved cities are simply caves of steel.
That's ridiculous.
We do not think so.
So... what are you going to do, huh? Sell us food? Give us new power sources? Kill our children the way you kill your own if they're anything less than perfect, huh?
You're right to be cynical. Our efforts so far have been totally unsuccessful.
What efforts, for goodness sake?
The introduction of robot labor, of course.
Is that your idea of help? Throwing men out of work?
Yes. We want to create a growing group of displaced and declassified people.
For God's sake, why?
Because it is exactly these Earth people who will colonize new planets.
New planets? You're insane.
Why not? It's happened in the past. What are the spacers but the descendants of those original pioneers?
That was centuries ago. And you people put a stop to it, remember?
We control only 50 worlds. There are billions in the galaxy.
New planet. It'll never happen.
It must. The future of mankind itself depends on it.
I'm in this over my head. I wish you had a different partner.
I do not. The commissioner spoke very highly of your loyalty and your abilities.
Fine mess I made of things so far. You said that not all the spacers think the way Fastolf does.
That is correct. Opposition to Spacetown and its aims is very powerful.
Do these anti-Earth people know about the murder?
They do. And they are already using it against us.
Well, what happens if we don't come up with the killer?
It is virtually certain the pressure of public opinion on the outer worlds would force us to leave Earth.
And without Spacetown, there is no hope for us. According to you.
It is true.
Then we better get on with it. It seems to be the perfect crime. No one from the city can get into Spacetown carrying a weapon.
And we know for a fact that no resident of Spacetown committed the crime.
That's definite.
All personnel were psychoprobed immediately after the crime was discovered.
Psychoprobed? Is that reliable?
Completely. I am a very delicate machine in that respect.
You? Are you telling me you can read my mind?
No.
Good.
All I can do is sense the basic drives and feelings. For example, I was able to say with absolute surety that Commissioner Enderby was not responsible for the murder.
You suspected the commissioner?
He was there close to the time the crime was committed. Logically, he was a suspect. But he is not capable of such violence.
So, what have we got left? Suicide? Seems unlikely. And anyway, what happened to the blaster?
Could it have been a visiting spacer? Well, one of the oppositions, stirring things up?
There have been no ships for several weeks.
Well, then?
There is only one approach open to us. We must pursue the theory that Earth's opposition to Spacetown and its aims is being fostered by an organized underground movement. We must find the medievalists.
The commissioner wants to see you, Lige.
Oh, thanks, Sammy.
The commissioner wants to see you, Lige.
Damn it, Joe. Will you shut up with that? Bailey, come in. Commissioner? Well, that was a fairly giant-sized blooper you pulled with Fastolf.
It was. I admit it. I'm sorry.
Forget it.
Forget it?
Sure. He didn't seem to mind. What? They're so damned unpredictable. How's it going?
Bad. I want a two-man apartment for Daniil and me.
Problems at home?
The rumor's out that he's a robot, remember? If there's going to be trouble, I don't want my family to be in the middle of it.
There isn't going to be any trouble.
You weren't outside that store.
There isn't going to be any trouble. Lige, I've had people checking all morning. There isn't going to be any trouble because there isn't any rumor.
How are you getting on, Daniil?
I have been searching the records for information on known anti-robot agitators.
How many have you come up with?
Over a million.
I hope you're not planning on checking them all personally with your mind-reading act.
No, that would be impractical.
Daniil, can you eat?
I am nuclear-powered. I thought you were aware of that.
Of course I'm aware of it. What I want to know is, can you pretend to eat? You know, go through the motions. I'm hungry, and I don't like eating alone.
Please vacate your table as soon as you have finished eating. Exits 101 through 217 are operational. Exits 218 and 219 are temporarily out of use.
Do you always eat?
Sure. Section kitchens are the same all over the world. I had to go to Calcutta once on a case. I had lunch in a place exactly like this one. Don't you like it?
Do you?
Sure.
How do we obtain our food?
Hold your ID up to the table screen.
No free choice. What does that mean?
Just what it says. Watch your hand. The plate comes up just there.
Whole yeast bread, mashed potatoes.
And Zymoville. Great.
The staff and administration of Section Kitchen 0586F hope that you are enjoying your food. Please vacate your table as soon as you have finished eating.
Elijah?
Thank yes? You.
I know how much importance you place on social customs and taboos.
It's vital. It's what the government calls the oil on the cogs of the city. So?
Is it considered rude to watch another man while he's eating?
Extremely. Why?
I count 8 people watching us closely, very closely.
Well, it's crude behavior, but it doesn't necessarily mean a thing.
Perhaps. But is it coincidence that all 8 were in the crowd outside the store last night?
Are they close?
Not very. They're scattered.
Right. Finish your meal. Let me think. I looked around. I didn't see a single face I recognized, but I didn't have photo scanners for eyes and a positronic memory. All I saw was what I'd always seen, and this time I didn't like it. There were too many people in too small a space. I didn't want any trouble. Okay, Daniil, let's get out of here. Nice and slow.
All 8 are leaving, too.
That's a surprise.
At least 5 of them are carrying concealed weapons.
So they mean business, whoever they are. Act natural. I think they'll wait till we're outside before they make their move.
Elijah?
Yes?
My programming does not cover this situation.
No? Well, you leave it to me. Riding the strips is like breathing. So natural, you don't even know you're doing it. You don't think about it as you move across the different speeds, lean against the acceleration, Drop your head as the wind builds up. Just as well. I had other things on my mind.
As long as we stay among crowds, we're safe. Are they still following?
Yes. We cannot ride the strips forever.
We're not going to. We're going to do the one thing that the city isn't designed for.
What is that?
The unexpected. We're going to break a few rules. Rule number one, no running on the strips. The next strip's emptier. Come on.
Put your mind on it, George.
Now, run.
They are still following.
We're safe here for a bit.
Are you all right?
I feel great. I haven't done this for 30 years. It's a kid's game. Strip running. Okay. Time for the next stage. Rule number two. Changing from strip to strip is only allowed at the proper pace and in the proper direction. We're going to move directly sideways. You with me?
Yes, Elijah.
Then let's go. Police! Out of the way! Out of the way there! Police!
You need two things to be a good strip runner. You need to know the city inside out, and you need guts. One false step on the faster strips, and you've got a broken leg, or worse. I thought about that as I led Daniil through every trick in the book. He handled it like he'd been doing it all his life.
What can you see?
Six of the eight are no longer in sight.
Good. In a few minutes, the westbound expressway crosses underneath the system. We're going to jump down onto one of its approach strips, okay?
Surely that is a very dangerous maneuver.
Yeah.
I may not allow you to come to any harm.
What? Listen, Daniel, if we don't try it, one of those jokers is liable to blast my head off my shoulders. How's that for harm?
Jumping is the less dangerous alternative. You are right.
Let's hope so. Come on.
We worked our way sideways over the approach strips till we were right at the side. Our two shadows did exactly the same.
The flyover is coming up. There's a side wall about a meter and a half high. Then it's a clear drop straight down. Ready?
Ready.
Now! Daniil! Daniil!
Elijah, are you hurt?
Just winded. Help me up.
No.
What?
He has drawn his blaster. Down!
Gee, Husband.
I trust I did not injure you on duty.
No, I'm fine, thanks. Where are they?
They did not follow us down.
Then they'll be too far away to pick up the trail. We're safe.
Where are we?
Williamsburg, way out in the suburbs. We'll detour back through the power plant. Then it's only a short way to the room. Let's go. We have to keep to the safe zones, but I suppose it doesn't matter to you.
Is it a question of radioactivity?
Yes.
But then it does matter to me. It would affect me much sooner than it would you.
Do you mean it would kill you?
I would need a new brain. Since no two are exactly alike, I would be, in a manner of speaking, dead.
I didn't know that.
Naturally, the weaknesses of such as myself are not stressed.
Then why are you telling me?
We are partners, Elijah. It is well that you know my limitations.
This way. The apartment the commissioner had fixed up for us was rough. One room, two beds, and a trash tube. And a view screen with no controls. When the government wanted you to watch, you watched. Well, I guess we can stand it. What are you up to?
I am getting rid of the food I ingested before it putrefies and I become an object of distaste. The sight may disturb you, Elijah. Please turn away.
I can take it.
Very well. I do not salivate or chew. This food is perfectly clean and edible.
Oh, that's all right, thanks. I'm not hungry. You just get rid of it. Trash tube in the corner. Well, I'm going to try and get some sleep. We'll have to leave here early tomorrow.
Why?
Well, at the moment, nobody outside of headquarters knows where we are, but they'll be looking. With luck, we can slip out before they know it.
Presumably, we can now be certain that some sort of organized underground movement does exist.
It's a step forward, at least. But how big is it? Who's behind it? And what's the tie-in with Sarton's murder?
To answer those questions will be our task for tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. Night, Daniel.
Good night. Partner Elijah.
What? Stay back and cover me. I'll open the door on three. One. Two. Oh. Get in here, you come.
Dad, take it easy.
Ben!
Did anyone see you in the corridor, Bentley?
No.
What the hell are you doing here?
I just came to see if you're okay.
Why shouldn't I be?
It was Mom. She made me come, Dad.
How did Jesse know where to find us?
We called up your office.
And they told you?
Sure. Were they supposed to?
Oh, God help us. Ben, you stay here with Daniel.
Where are you going?
Just along the corridor. You're spending the night here. I've got to call your mother.
Elijah?
What?
There is considerable danger.
Danger? What's going on?
It would be more logical to send Bentley. His life is less valuable than yours.
You cold-blooded bastard. Listen, an Earthman doesn't send his son into danger, no matter how logical it may be.
Let me go, Dad. This is great.
Shut up, Ben. Get ready for bed.
Dad!
Bed. I'll be back in a minute.
Elijah.
Now what?
Please take care.
Yeah. Right. What the devil's all this about, Jess?
Are you all right? Are you hurt?
Well, look at me. Obviously, I'm okay.
I'm really worried.
About what?
Your friend, you know.
What about him?
I told you last night there's going to be trouble.
Oh, that's nonsense.
It isn't nonsense. They know he's a robot.
They?
Lige, you are not safe in the corridor. Get back.
Jesse, I...
Get back to the room. Goodbye.
I got back to the room, but I didn't sleep. I lay awake all night thinking. This business was going in directions I didn't want it to go.
Lige. Lige.
What?
Next day, there had been no sign of a tail as we made our way back to headquarters. After I got Ben away, Daniel went back to the record files, and I went back to my thinking. I checked out some facts and put in an out-of-city call. If I was right, I was a lot closer to the killer than I thought.
Lige.
Yes, damn it. What is it?
Lige. The commissioner wants to
see me, right?
Right. Nice day.
Sit down, Lige. Sit down.
Commissioner, hey, you okay?
Where is he?
Daniel, down in records.
Right. Why did you call Washington, Lige?
Are you checking up on me?
The call was insulated. Who did you speak to?
Dr. Anthony Garrigal.
Oh, he's a roboticist, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Head of the Institute.
Why speak to him?
Well, I was after some background information.
What kind of information?
Just general stuff.
The fewer people who know about this affair, the better.
I know my job, Commissioner.
I don't like this business. Any of it.
You think I do?
Are you getting anywhere?
Yeah. I think I am.
I have identified three of our eight pursuers, Partner Elijah. Here are the details.
Francis Clusar, age 35, employee at New York Yeast, arrested 2 years ago, incitement to riot. Gerhard Paul, age 52, transport engineer.
I shall continue to search for the others.
This stuff is no use.
Surely it is. These individuals should be questioned.
There's no point.
Yesterday night you were anxious to pursue this organization. Why have you changed your mind?
I've decided that your organization, if it exists, has nothing to do with the killing.
That is not logical.
Damn your logic.
If the medievalists are not behind the crime, who then committed the murder?
You did.
That is not possible. The first law of robotics makes...
Don't give me that. You were constructed without the first law.
That cannot be done.
That's not what I've heard. It all adds up. That business with the crowd. I'll shoot any man who touches me.
A demonstration of strength was necessary.
Then there's opportunity. You can come and go freely in Spacetown. No questions asked.
Not carrying a weapon.
That had me fooled for a time. You were clever. And then you gave yourself away. That neat little system of yours for pretending to eat.
What about it?
That artificial stomach of yours. It's just big enough to take a blaster. And that's how you smuggled it in. Don't try anything.
That was an impressively fast draw, Elijah, for a human being. But if I were a robot which lacked the first law, I could have killed you before your hand ever reached your weapon.
Put your blaster on the table, Daniel. Nice and slow.
In truth, even to talk of harming a man causes me considerable distress.
Quiet. Let me think.
This theory of yours is born of desperation, partner Elijah. You do not even truly believe it yourself. What possible motive...
Shut up!
If you will examine my blaster...
What?
I think you will see that you are completely wrong.
Get away from the table. Against the wall.
Certainly. Look at it closely.
Fake. It's a damn fake.
Of course it is. If I had been given a genuine weapon, I might easily have accidentally harmed someone. That is unthinkable.
You switched it. You had another one, a real one, hidden somewhere.
No, Elijah, you are wrong. You know that you are wrong. It is my belief that something has occurred which has affected your thinking on this case. Do you wish to talk about it?
Keep your damn psycho probing to yourself.
Very well. Let us follow another line. Let us discuss your wife.
No! Leave Jessie out of this.
How did she find out that I was a robot?
Oh, not that again. The rumor was...
There is no rumor. If there were, the city would be alive with unrest today.
What are you trying to say, huh?
What you yourself already suspect. That Jessie is a member of the secret anti-spacer organization.
Well, she isn't. And we won't discuss it any further.
It is not like you, Elijah, to deny the facts in this way.
There isn't a single shred of proof.
Last night, when you left our room... You told me that it is not the custom for a father to send his son into danger.
Right.
Is it then the custom for a mother to do so?
No, of course.
You see my point. She did not come herself to warn you, because she knew she would be recognized by other members of the organization. But Bentley, who is presumably unknown to them, would be in no danger.
Wait, wait a minute. Lord!
Daniil!
Hazavet, not now.
What do you want, Sammy?
There is a lady here who is very upset and who wishes...
Safe.
All right, Jessie. We won't be disturbed here. Okay, Daniil, stop the car.
Oh, everything's gone wrong. Look, I gotta tell you.
Have you committed a crime, an actual crime?
A crime?
Jessie,